the Manasana line on Dhani Koha label. The only question is, who says Manasana? And depending on who says it, you have two different translations of what the term means. We usually assume the Kam HaBen Shoro, the father makes Kiddush, and then it says you take away the whole table with all the food. We got big tables to begin with the table, but in the days of the Mishnah, they used to have small tables, and you take away the table with the whole food, so the child would ask the father, why did they take away the table? And then it says the Kam HaBen Shoro, and it seems to be in here, the child here, colon, quotation marks, minus five, 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 five. Why is this not different from what we have in ours? And he asks all these questions. In the days when they come English, but he asks the other questions, why don't we call them Tesla? Today we don't have the call them Tesla, so they ask these questions. The Rambam has a different view to apparently the Mishnah, and that's the way he writes. The Rambam says, the Kam HaBen Shoro, period. Not the Kam HaBen Shoro, colon, quotation marks, minus five, 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 five. Now the child is, now the funny ask, whatever happens to be bothering him, what in the world is going on? Why they take away the table? And whatever he wants to do. Why they put the second coat? Right? They fill up the second coat and then the child is, why do they fill the second coat? How come they don't go to say how late? And then the Rambam writes that the father of the household, who is in charge of the evening, who's reciting the whole Haggadah to be made to everybody else, in the days of the Talmud, he used to be one person would recite the whole Haggadah and everybody would dare to the Shema Kohen like we do with Kiddush and Haggadah. One person would recite Kiddush and Haggadah and everybody dare to the Shema Kohen. So the Rambam writes, the father of the household who's reciting the whole Haggadah on the death of everybody who's going to pay attention in their day, he says, Man Shama Haggadah, he's going all over. In other words, come to the Rambam, it's not that these are the fear kashas, they're not fear kashas anyway. They're not really kashas, they're shy. A kasha means a contradiction. How come over here is white and over here is black? So this can kasha, you live. Why do you eat matzah today? That's a kasha. How come all other days of the year you can eat kasha? So matzah and black, you don't eat matzah. It's a kasha. It's not a contradiction. It's a shayla. It's a little bit imprecise anyway that they call it the fear kasha. You want to call it something, you should call it the fear shayla. The child asks four questions. But according to the Rambam, it's not really a question of Manishtan, why is this not different? It's a declamation. Like when Yad Gavin woke up after having his dream about the Malachim going up and down, so he said, Man lo ra hamakom hazeh. So it's not that he's asking, why is this place more fearful from all other places? He says, how fearful this place is. Man lo ra hamakom hazeh.
The word Ma doesn't mean why, it means how.
Right, you know, they would have said, right, in simple Hebrew you would say, Nisneiman. Nisneiman is Tana Lalaza. Why is this not different? We don't say Nisneiman, we say Manishtana. So in simple translation of Hebrew, it's not really a question. That's how they have in the modern Haggadah. They translate how different this night is from all other nights, and it's not a question, it's just a sentence. But tonight is very different, and he mentions four differences. He mentioned the Matka, and the Marla, and the Seder, and the people, the dipping, and then you proceed to tell the Haggadah. According to that, and according to that view, so that the Rambam has, the Baal HaHaggadah says this, not that the Shal says it, the Baal HaHaggadah says it. Right, and the purpose is so that the story of the Sias and Shrine should be related in the form of explaining it to Kalayla. All other nights of the year, all year long, there is a mitzvah of the Bechirat in Sias and Shrine, which is derived from a concept which we mentioned in the Haggadah. And the Talmud has a dispute whether that mitzvah of the Chiyot Yisrael in time is limited only to the daytime, because it says, Kol Yimechayecho, Kol is Marveh, even Leilo. You have the obligation to recite the third parasha in Kriya Shema, which is recited for the purpose of the Chiyot Yisrael, and is then only recited in the daytime by Shacharit, and they recite that in Marveh as well. So that's a dispute among the Talmud. So you have to recite the third parasha in Kriya Shema by Marveh. Our practice is that we do say, so that's really the machloket. So one time it says that Kol is Marvelevus. So if there's one thing to mention in Tears and Time by Yom in connection with Shachris, Zavim Shachris, and another thing to mention the third Parsha and Kriyashma in connection with Marvel. The other time it's just immediate and say, no, that Kol is not Marvelilo, the obligation to mention in Tears and Time is only in the Zeta. In my religious science, there's never any obligation. And the Kol is Marvel, the Holy Mother of Hamashiach. Rabbi Kidaver in his commentary on the Mishnah points out that there's a Shiloh Moshe over the year. When the Chachamim say, Kol Yimecha Yecho, the Hovi Yimei Yisrael Mashiach, they say that even when Mashiach will come, and there will be the Gula Akiva which will outshine and outshadow all the other Yeshuas and Gulas of the fair, there will still remain a mitzvah of the Chiyas Kirsten Tzayim to mention the story of Kirsten Tzayim. So they use the expression, Mahati Lemur HaMashiach. The Mitzvah will even apply, Yesha Mashiach times will, Yesha Mashiach will come. Then Zaymar, who says that the Mahati HaMashiach is Mitzvah and the Chiyas Kirsten Tzayim will not apply, because the Gula HaKidah will outshine all of the first Gula's including the Kirsten Tzayim. So there won't be any need to speak about the Kirsten Tzayim about the Gula, right? And he says that the phrase "kol yemehayam kol" is coming to be not a leila. So in the Mizrach, until the Mizrach Mashiach, the obligation to mention in Tzias Mitzrayim is both by Shabbos and by Ma'ariv, and Tzias Mitzrayim has to recite the third parsha. So the Kivager in the commentary on Mishnah points out that Achronim wondered why the terminology is changed. That the Mizrach says kol yemehayam ha'leila, and the Chachamim say kol yemehayam ha'hodi. The Mois HaMashiach. Why didn't they both say Rabbi, or why didn't they both just leave out the word Rabbi? Just say Kol. The Rabbi HaLeil is a Kol HaLeil. How come the Zayma says Kol Mechayecha HaLeil? And the Chacham says, the Hogan the Mois HaMashiach. So they say the name of Rav Elbel of Tolnei Chik that there's a major difference over here. That according to the Chachamim, we say that the expression Kol, they both when Zayn and the Chacham said that the word call is a deep voice, that not only does the midst of the field to see the time apply, at one time it even applies in another time. Then the question is, which is the other time that it applies? Does it even apply to Ma'ariv? How can you say the Mois HaMashiach, Shabbos, and Ma'ariv? Does it come to tell me that this midst applies even in Mois HaMashiach, but only by Yom and not by Lila? And if you tell me that the midst applies even in Mois HaMashiach, then you're not telling me that there's a new chiyur of the chiyur to see the time after Mois HaMashiach. It means that this mitzvah that applies to Zman HaZeh will not become Batel in Mois HaMashiach. That this is a mitzvah that applies to Adel and Etas Netzach. So that's why the Chacham used the expression Lahavi in Mois HaMashiach. That the classic call is Marga that the mitzvah will be Lahavi in Mois HaMashiach. The mitzvah that applies to Zman HaZeh will still apply in Mois HaMashiach. Whereas Ben Zaymon is telling me that by Yom or Balayma there's a separate chiyuv. There's a chiyuv, the chiyuv is defined by Yom. And a separate chiyuv, the chiyuv is defined by Yom. The two distinct chiyuvim. So they cannot say called Mahavi Halelo. It's not called Mahavi Halelo that you marvel that Lila is also included in this field. Lila is not included in the same field as the field of the time by Yom. There's a separate field by Yom and a separate field by Lila. And Mana Shalzeh, look at Mana Shalzeh. Each of the two mitzvahs is a mitzvah citation of one brother. There are two different mitzvahs. No, the Rambam counts Kriya Shema Bakot by Erev. There's one mitzvah every day. And the Ramban, the Kriya mitzvah says you should count it as two mitzvahs. But even according to the Rambam, that in the Minyan mitzvahs, you count it up to Tayyar mitzvahs, in the 248 mitzvahs, I say you only count it as one, but it's still a separate field. For some purpose or another, for some reason or another, the Rambam also has counted as one mitzvah. There are really two different fields. Mana Shalzeh Lot is Mana Shalzeh. There's a field by Yom, and there's a field by Lai. There's two different fields. That's why the Tanan used a different expression. The Zaymo who says that it's Margolelo doesn't say Lahavi Halelo. The Chiyuv Bayom is not extended by Lila. The second Chiyuv Bayom is the second Chiyuv Bayom. And the Chachamim who say Lahavi Yomot HaMashiach means that the mitzvah that applies to Zman HaZeh will still apply to Yomot HaMashiach. So the Rishonim will ask a question. If we talk in our local life then Zaymo that this mitzvah of the Chiyuv is existing from every day applies by Yom or Balaiwa and will not extend through the Yomot HaMashiach, that's what we talk. We say three parshas in Kriya Shema by Ma'ariv, so it's like we say by Shabbos, we say parshas by Yomer. And the purpose of the third parshas by Yomer in Kriya Shema is not so much for the mitzvahs. I don't have the mitzvahs in that haggis, but I don't know. This is Yomer by Yomer. But rather, the purpose of the third parshas is to the mitzvahs defined by Yomer by Ma'ariv. So in other words, we talk like this then, that this mitzvah will not apply to Mois HaMashiach. If Mashiach comes, we won't have to mention we'll have to say the first two parshas in Kriya Shema Shachar Tumah, but we'll leave out the third parsha. So the Rishonim ask a question really, the Takamanish Tana Alala Deni Kol Alel, what is special about Tzeis of Ma'is? This is more year long. All year long is also a mitzvah of the Chiyo of the Tzeis and Tzayim, by Ma'irus. Every by Ma'irus. And if you didn't say by Ma'irus, the Tzeis is going to be. Some time aside, the Chiyo is mentioning the Tzeis and Tzayim. If you would have held like the Chachamim that the Chiyo of the Tzeis and Tzayim is only the daytime. Not at night time, and the call is Ma'abu Li Mons HaMashiach. So it's different time. They'll test Rabbi Yisrael what difference the place of night is. But now it's night time, and tonight there is a chiyuv to mention the Tzias and Tzav, because tonight is the day of the Tzias and Tzav. But usually, talking like Ben Zaymo, that every single day of the year, there's an obligation to recite every night the chiyuv of the Tzias and Tzav. But what is special about Pesach night? Man is not allowed to say that there's a special لما به كارب مدينة قبل يومه لما هذا نسر عليك ده يمكن يوم ذات كارب ذات بيشير لنا Yeah, the target is there to join the sunshine somehow, the result. Yeah, but let's say this time is Friday night. It's going to be little as well, it's going to be dark outside. So what is it, a special dinner of 16, 15 time, little test on a special mystery, you got to live in for? That's the regular mystery, every night of the year, when you're down by it, you have to mention it, it's different to us. So Friday night, even on Facebook, you have to mention it twice instead of mentioning it once. Why you can't fulfill both obligations by mentioning it different time once? What I mentioned isn't on one thing yet. So then we show him already say, show him all about the Nesibus, and this has what it is called Maitinism, explain him the Sarivus, that the distinction between taste of night and this of the Nesibus is in time of taste of night, and all year long, is a completely different mission. On taste of night, we call it Sikui, taste of night, and all year long, we call it the Nesibus, taste of night, because the nature of the Nesibus is different. All year long, the earth, even if you tell a third, you keep the limit. You just say one line, the last part of the compassion for the owner. In Kirchner, I just say, Aniash on the Keta, I should have said, yes, and every time the earth will come to the king, Aniash on the Keta. So you just say one part. And face of night, you say, Kalamar and the Sata, how is it in the sugar? You're supposed to tell a story by research. So that's why one is called Sipur, and one is called Nechira. Nechira means just to mention, Nechira the Alma. And Sipur means, it is, and Aniash is one to tell all others. Another distinction between Pesach of night and all year long is all year long the mitzvah by just telling it by mentioning it. You mention Ani Hashem HaKehim, there isn't even a din l'chatzila that you should tell it to somebody else. The mitzvah l'chatzila is a daven with a minyan, but the daven marries with a minyan every night. Why not the Eidah mitzvah? But there's no mitzvah to be. When you say Kriya Shema to say the Vayom, the last part of the Vayom, tell it to someone else. You don't tell it to someone else. You recite the parasha of Kriya Shema with people, but you're not telling it to someone else. Pesach of night, I mean, even though these discussions are to be yet there, if you have nobody to tell the story, you see it from time to yourself to yourself, the Mishnah says, but still there is a hidden interest to tell it from Sapa Lachem, because see for me, it's to tell the story to somebody else, to transmit the story to Lachem. Hashem came to Chivir, he's the kid in Limit from just to mention it. Another difference between the Chivir to see it from time and the Chivir to see it from time is, that the people you see from time after Pesach night should be in connection with the Mitzvah Salah. You shouldn't tell the story of the Chivir from time. You should tell the story in the form of explanation of this Tifalayim. So that's why, whether according to the Rambam Pshat, that the Baal, the one who's Omer HaHagadah, starts off by saying, Mamash Tama Alayla, then the Kol Alayla, it's not a question, it's a statement. How different this night is from all the other nights of the year. We have different mitzvahs tonight that we don't have all year long. And then we're going to tell the story. I'll let him hear to explain why we have these different mitzvahs. Whether you learn like the Rambam, that the Baal of the Omer HaHagadah, that the father of the household, the head of the household, recites the Mamash Tano, or that the child asks the question, doesn't matter. On Pesach night, the story of this son should be told by Rifas, La'acherim, in the form of an explanation of Mitzvah Palar. So that's why we introduce the Avodim Ha'ilu, which is the Iker of the HaHagadah, with these points drawing attention to the Mitzvah Palar. What are exactly the Mitzvah Palar? We really should have three, Pesach, Matzah, Amara. So the Mash of the Mishnah Shari Khan used to ask a question about Pesach. The Mishnah has, why all year long you can leave the cedar, well, the flesh, all the commotion, leave the cook, the boil, the broil, the baked, or whatever, fry, whatever kind of meat you enjoy. Alayla there, cool of flesh. On Pesach night, you're only permitted to eat broiled meat. So the Mash of the Mishnah had a question about the carbon Pesach. The Mash of the we don't have a carbon Pesach, so you can't ask that. So we still need 10 other two questions, why do we eat? Either the question of the statement that we eat matzah tonight and that we eat maror tonight. So there should have been the Zman HaMikdash 3 points, 3 mitzvahs mentioned, the Zman HaMikdash 2 mitzvahs mentioned. What are the other mitzvahs that we speak of? So we mentioned the mitzvah of Hasegah, that they had a mitzvah of Hasegah on Pesach night. That is a mitzvah of the Rabbanim, that's not a mitzvah of Hasegah. What is the nature of that mitzvah of the Rabbanim? So the Rambam points out, the Rambam doesn't have a different view, so the Rambam points out, the Mishnah writes, the Chol Zavadar Harabam Amir Pesach, Mekinu Hu Yatmi Mitzvah. That everyone should have this feeling on Pesach night, this is just left in front of their Akra, but this is left in front of tonight. That's the obligation that the Akra Pesach has to have such a sensation. The Yosan Hosan Yishan, you have to quote the Kosik, I've got to go with 2 Kosik out of this right. In addition to that, the Chai Vodam Liris is out, everyone should have the feeling as if he left in Shrayim. The Rabbi writes, not a different year, but he writes that there is a mitzvah, that's a mitzvah that's a service. Chai Vodam Liris is out, from Kilo Liris is out, that's probably the most difficult mitzvah on Pesach night. Even if the Zayis Mark is eat more, even if he eats 5 days more matzah, that's not healthy. It's not more matzah than you do. The Jews have the patience to recite the Haggadah not so hard. but to put yourself into the frame of mind to have this idea in your head that Bilal Hotel is wrong, that I was saying in the time how Iran was one of the men of the giant, is very difficult because we look into the history of the world and we see the way governments come and go, and there's a rise and fall of every country, of every government. And it's hard to believe that it's not to the fact that there was the existence time so many years ago, we would still be the Shabbatim of Arab and Israel. But that's what we're supposed to believe. Not necessarily that we would be the Shabbatim Paro Dairet. Doesn't mean we would be the Shabbatim to the same Paro. What it probably means is that we would be the Shabbatim to that type of a society. We wouldn't have the Torah values that our Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us. And we wouldn't have been able to develop them on our own. So that's probably the most difficult thing from Pesach Rai. I want to use this backdoor to have this in mind on Pesach Rai, to think about this. To have the feeling as if we just left the flying spiritually tonight. But then the Rambam writes there is a mitzvah in the Rabbanim that we call the Rodeo Chai Vonim Lahara to Tatsmo. Kilo Yasmin Tan, you have an obligation with the Rabbanim to demonstrate that you have just become a Ben Koran. How does one fulfill that obligation? So the Rambam writes there are two parts to this mitzvah. One part is to drink Lahara. The other part, to drink the Arab Kaisi. It should be a Shriya Reva, it should be a blood and drink, because the person doesn't enjoy the wine, he chokes on it, he can't stand it. But then it's not a demonstration of prayer. If that person wants to drink the toast, he starts drinking, stop. You know, he's coughing and choking and he doesn't enjoy it. But the Rambam writes, man, goes to Gemara. That's the Shri'a, that's the pleasant taste in the drink. And the Rambam goes to Gemara that if you drink the wine and it's not muddled, you didn't mix in the wine with the proper amount of water and it's too strong, it's too powerful, so you're not getting to that mitzvah of Lahara's Kilo Yasmin Yasan. You haven't demonstrated that you have them current. And they heard and drink Lafayette and enjoy what they're drinking. They don't suffer while they're drinking. So the Rambam writes one part of this mitzvah of Lahara is to drink Abu Khazi. The other part of the mitzvah to demonstrate that you are Ben Khoran is fulfilled by eating bad data. Because Greek people in the days of the Talmud and the Amorim by the Greeks, but it's not these bad data. So the portion explained on our brother, that's where our salvation used to say over every year from the mice and eat my brother and the speeches and others, that in the dear kashis or the dear shilas or the dear mitzvahs, whatever you want to call it over here, we used to mention Pesach Matzah Umar, as long as they didn't get the Pesach, they say Matzah Umar, even the mitzvahs there, right? But then we mentioned the mitzvahs that are born on five bottom laharas, Tatsmo, Tidu Yasmin Yasam, so we mentioned Haseda. Once you mention Haseda, the sacrifices is included, because Haseda and sacrifices are the two parts of this mitzvah of the Rabbanon of Chai Baram Lahara Kisatsu Kibu Hu Yasmin Yasam, demonstrating that we are B'nai Korah. And then he mentioned another mitzvah, which is clearly a mitzvah of the Rabbanon of Matbilim. Why we dip in on Pesach now? What exactly is the mitzvah of Matbilim? That's a major problem. So the Rambam in the Yad HaZakir is passing like a blood of Rapsodic in the Mishnah that Harod is mitzvah. The Talmud had a machlokes regarding haroizim. What's the story of haroizim? Why do you have to dip the mora into haroizim? So the Talmud, one time says in the Mishnah, that it's just for the purpose of killing the worm inside the haroizim. So what do you have to kill the worm for? It's not a matter of kashrus, because you're going to kill the worm, you're going to eat it. So apparently the worm is a kosher worm, for some reason or another. That's the mora leads up to the Rajbam and says to explain why you're permitted to eat the murder with the worm in it. There's nothing wrong with eating the worm. The Marjorie says that it's unhealthy to swallow the worm while it's alive. So you have to dip the murder into the haraisis in order to kill that worm. In order to kill a keeper, that's what the Marjorie says, we should keep it. Of course, you say, out to kill the worm, that it shouldn't be unhealthy to swallow. So one comment says in the Mishnah that the purpose of haraisis is just to help me, so it's a medical purpose. And the Rambam taught me, like a blessed up study, which says that haraisis is to believe, even if you have murder that doesn't have any worms at all, there's still a mitzvah to dip the mortar into haraisis. Why is that a mitzvah? A mitzvah in Atera? A mitzvah in Atera can't be. Let me say it. A mitzvah in the Rabbanon. What's the reason for the mitzvah in the Rabbanon? A mitzvah in Atera, you don't ask any question what's the reason. A mitzvah in the Rabbanon. Why in the world does a Chacham mitzvah do such a mitzvah? So the Gemara has, the Gemara is not sure. The Gemara is not sure. So the Gemara has three different guesses. One opinion is that Bechel is this. To remember the cement that the Bnei Yisrael used to use in order to build all of the pyramids, in order to build all the buildings on the end of power. One opinion in Mordechai is that it's Zeichel Tapua, in order to remember the citrus tree that the Jewish people used to hide under and make love, the husbands would make love with their wives, and the prophet said to Sheh Ashirin, they had a high from the tree who didn't allow them to be together. So the priests are encouraged, they didn't allow the husbands to be together with their wives, so they used to make love under the tapuach tree, under the citrus tree. And then the third opinion, the Gemara guesses, Why should a blood not pure say to Mr. perhaps I raise it? And the third opinion is saying that you show me that it is Zekal Adam. You have to remember all of the blood that was shed in the strike, all of the Jewish boys that were killed by the Nazis. The Gemara says, therefore, since there are two different possibilities as to why, if you assume the Haredes, if Haredes Nishim Mitzvah, so you can use an antiseptic, or you can use whatever you want to kill the worm. Ask a doctor how to kill the worm. Ask a scientist how to kill the worm. Get whatever you want. But we are not like a blood of Tzadik. The Rambam talks about blood of Tzadik. It's a Mitzvah to ask Haredes. In fact, the Rambam writes that not only do you dip the mortar into the Haredes, he says that he dipped the mat into the Haredes, and he says he dipped the carpet into the Haredes. Places next fun of the Rambam. Dip the carpet into the Haredes, there is no such thing. Dip the carpet into salt water, earth, and vinegar. That's what it is. Dip the chomet, kosher taste of vinegar, of course. And the kosher, kosher taste of vinegar. That there should be salt water. But the Rambam says, no, the Rambam says he did. If Haredes is only Mishum Kippah to kill the worm, then it only applies to dipping the mortar, to kill the worm in the mortar, if you take the other worm in the mortar. But the Rambam talks about Haredes is a mitzvah, so you have to dip everything on Pesach, not into the Haredes. With the one exception of the Korban Pesach. Even with Zaman Mitzvah, the Rambam doesn't require that you should dip the Korban Pesach into the Haredes. Finally, you have to demonstrate that the Korban Pesach is so delicious that it doesn't need anything, it doesn't have to be dipped into anything. Because when you have something that doesn't taste so good, then you dip it into mayonnaise, and you dip it into salad dressing, you dip it into something else. From Kessel, it's so delicious, you don't have to dip it into anything in order to enhance its flavor. But this mitzvah of the Rabbanon, the Gemara says, of having haraitas, if it's Zechel's kid to remember the cement that the Mayonnaise used to use when they were building on the air for the Mitzrayim, that it has to be surplus to Mukha, it has to be very thick. If it's supposed to be Zechel's dam, if it's supposed to be to remember the blood, so you have to pour in a lot of red wine, and it should not, the dot should not be thick. The blood is not thick like cement. It should be very thin, very watery. And if it's supposed to be Zechel the Tatuach, if it's supposed to be reminiscent of the Tachat HaTatuach HaRakich, the citrus trees, the under the citrus trees, the couple, the Jewish couples would make love, so then the Gemara says it should have a little sharp flavoring from the citrus fruit. So therefore the Gemara says it should have all of them all combined together. So on the Shulchan Aruch, they write, how can you have everything all combined together? Either it's thick or it's thin. If you want to have Zechel the Tid, it's going to have to be thick, like cement. If you want to have Zechel Adam, you have to pour in a lot of wine that it should be very thin. And it should be red. If you're going to pour in white wine, it's not going to look like blood. So you have to pour it after red wine or purple wine that it should look like blood. But it has to be thin. The Taka says in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the tasters, that first you should have the Haredes should be thick, sitting on the table should be thick. And then when you're about to dip the mortar into the Haredes, then you should start adding in a lot of wine and make it very liquidy, and then dip it in. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that when taster falls out on Shabbos, like you said, taster falls out on Shabbos, it's not proper to add the wine on Shabbos right before you're about to dip in the mortar, because it's a hashash of Lisha. On Yontif, you're permitted to do Lisha. Lisha means to mix flour with water to make a paste. So Lisha on Yontif is permitted to become Hetero Hamed. You're going to eat it. Then you're permitted to make a dough, permitted to make a mixture. But on Shabbos, even if it's for the purpose of eating, even if it's for the purpose of Hetero Hamed, there is no hesitation to do Lisha. It says in Shulchan Aruch, that whenever the paste falls out on Friday night, you should pour your whatever amount of wine you're going to pour into the Haredes, you should pour in before Shabbos, before you bench it. In order not to have to buy like Misha, I'm shocked. You won't have all the three Zechel. You won't have such a combination of all of these. So this, according to the opinion of Elizabeth of Tzadik, this is another mitzvah of the Rabbanon on Pesach night, the mitzvah of Charis. Either it's Zechel or Tit, to remember the cement that the angel used, or Zechel or Tatuach, to remember the citrus tree, or Zechel or Tan, to remember the blood that was shed. So perhaps this is a shot in the added mitzvah. Shaila or statement that we point out that on Pesach night we do matzilim. We dip. What is the mitzvah? We have to introduce the avodah ma'ariv. We have to introduce the avodah by mentioning all the mitzvahs of Shaila. So the manah read this and said Pesach matzil amar. The manah they leave out Pesach because we don't have it. We just have matzil amar. And then you add the subim goes together with agriculture. Those are the two parts of the mitzvah of the rabbanon of having to demonstrate that you are ben korach. Chayavam la'aretz asat mikinu who yokim in the tzrayim zarato. And then the fourth mitzvah that we mentioned is matzilim. What exactly is the mitzvah? So that's what the legend said, Yolach, our blood's not started. Like the Rambam passes in the Yad HaZakya. that Halak would be the mitzvah. It's not a young thing. We think about that mitzvah. If you all like the other opinion of the Chacham, the Shad is a Mishnahar, it's Manashtara. It doesn't say that only comes to a blood of Torah, you say that wrong. Sounds like even the Chacham of blood of Torah will also say the Manashtara of Matbilus. According to the Chacham, that Halak is not a mitzvah, so what mitzvah of the mitzvah of Halak are you referring to over here? Unless you should perhaps say that you're referring to the mitzvah of Karpa. That Karpa is in the air. It's not a mitzvah of the Torah. Karpa is a mitzvah of the Rabban. What's our mitzvah of the Rabban? We mentioned next week, the Rambam writes from the Allah HaZor, that when you eat Karpa, the ass is the dog, you eat it for life. When you have to eat it for life. So the Rabban is mighty on the bottom of the Rambam, quoting the name of the Maharam Whistler. It must be a misprint. There's no reason in the world why you have to eat it for life. Now that large, the ass is the dog, really belongs later by Maror, the Rambam, in the text of the Rambam doesn't tell you how to have a Kazai Mama, so it really belongs later. Another Rambam, we have marked it, that could be less than a Kazai, so Karpa is really not to get involved in the topic or in the question. But that's the question though, according to the old text in the Rambam, it could be that Karpa is a Mitzvah Sahir and the Rambam, they were Mitzvah, the reason why they were Mitzvah in Karpa is because they should issue a Hati Mokom. But when I say they're Mitzvah and the Mitzvah Sahir, perhaps, and that's why you need a Kazai. If you should say like that, and perhaps that's what we're alluding to, that's the additional mitzvah halal. So we point out either questions or statements that on this rag of faith that we have a lot of different mitzvahs that we don't have all year long. And we're going to tell the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which will shed light on all of these mitzvahs. So we go later and we explain them. Now what? We don't explain Karpa. The reason is because you don't spell it out in the text of our book. But that's how we introduce the Haggadah, either by pointing out the Yishtalmus, by making the statement that tonight we have different mitzvahs, and we're going to explain the mitzvahs by telling the story of the Yishtalmus. The Mishnah in Sovereign also points out that there's another difference between the Chiyas of the Yishtalmus all year long every night, as opposed to Sipi of the Yishtalmus on Leil Pesach. And on Leil Pesach, you have to tell the story in the form of a contest. You have to be master of the Gnus, and Mitzayim the Shvat. You have to start off by saying what a bad situation our forefathers were in, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed them and made things wonderful. All year long, you don't talk to Shana Rishas. You just say, Anesha, I'm looking for Shana Rishas, I'm looking for Shana Rishas, I'm looking for Shana Rishas. You don't say that it was very bitter, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the time. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the time, and then you kiss him in it. On Pesach night, part of the Arishas, call a Margul Asaka, part of the Margul Asaka is, you should be Maskul Dignuz, and Mitzayim the Shvat. What exactly are you supposed to say, Maskul Dignuz, and Mitzayim the Shvat? But the Mar Hayat and Maslokes, Rav Shmuel. Two different opinions, what the Nisrach of the Avodah should be. The one opinion is that you say Avodah Mahim on the fire of Mitzrayim. But you're saying, Hashem will came to Mishon, etc. The other opinion is that you say, Mitzchil of the Avodah Zohar HaRav is saying, Thou should care about now welcome Lavi Dorsa. So in effect, we say two Avodah. We say two Avodah in one. We say both the Avodah of Rav and the Avodah of Shmuel. Rav only said one, Avodah Shmuel only said one. Each one said a different Nisrach. And we, the Ramah, quotes from the Gaiim, that they have combined, after the Chassidus HaTalmud, after the Zman HaMayrei, they combined the both Yisqos of the Haggadah, the most mature, the most important of these, so they combined it, and they said the both Haggadah. What exactly is the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel? So they say over the name of Rabbeinu Lezalmesh, it's Pashuk Shas, that the purpose of Yisqos Mitzrayim was, Ami Hashem Lakehem, Asher Hotei Teres Chami Yer Tufan, Liyo Tufan Lelekin, Ami Hashem Lakehem. The purpose of Yisqos Mitzrayim was not Tam, that it was unfair that the Jews should be Pashklav and they should be servants and slaves to the Mitzrayans, and Kadosh Baruch Hu redeemed them, and that was the end of the story. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu took them out in order to give them a third Har Sinai. 7 weeks later, they were counting Sfirah, they lead up from Pesach to Maimon Har Sinai. So the purpose, the purpose of the Yetzias Mitzrayim was Kabbalah Satara. We are supposed to have the king. That Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the whole third. We should be his nation, he should be our God. But the Yetzias Mitzrayim Gufa was only the act of leaving the Mitzrayim. So that's the Machlokes is Rav Shmuel, which should be stressed on Pesach next. So the one Amar says, Avodah Hayinu, but your Tehen is just stressed. The physical Yetzias Mitzrayim, you used to be slaves and work very hard, work ahead of, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us, we don't have to work anymore. You just tell the story that occurred out of El Pesach. And the other opinion is, no, but since the whole purpose, the whole purpose of the Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Kabbalah Satara, the benefit to us by saying, the Kilo of David is all Hayah Mitzrayim. Yashir Kerbon and Rakhom HaMokhom Lavidot, and he stressed the fact that we used to worship Abu Dhabi like all the other nations in the world. And then after he sees some drama, but his mother showed us the light, and he gave us the true religion. the Maharshi talked about this last one, and Tila Abhyabhadi Sara Hari Adhisena, our forefathers used to worship Abhidhar. Our forefathers were from Abraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. So who worshipped Abhidhar? Yitzchak and Yaakov didn't worship any Abhidhar. Abraham Avinu? Sounds like Abraham Avinu originally worshipped Abhidhar. This is a question. The Rambam and the Moran Rukum says something. Abraham Avinu originally worshipped Abhidhar Zarya, and he looked around all the different Abhidhar Zaryas, and he tried everything out, and nothing worked, and he worked out the idea of monotheism, and honestly, a hidden God, one God created the world, and all of these Abhidhar Zaryas are all baloney. But the Rambam himself quotes the Midrash and saying that, though. The Midrash said that Abraham Avinu, he could have borrowed the age of three. When Gimel, he could have borrowed the age of three. So when did he worship Abhidhar Zarya? Before the age of three. Is that the part I understand? So the passage is, right, different than Russian, when Avraham Avinu began to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question is, according to the various Midrashim, the Avraham Avinu, if it wasn't another Avinu Zorah from a very young age, so who are we referring to over here? So the simple reading of the Haggadah sounds like we're referring to Avraham, we're referring to Avraham that he used to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some Rishonim explain that it doesn't mean that. What it says in the Gemara and Rav is that Nikra Ovis El Shloisha, that the three founding fathers of the Jewish faith are Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They were our forefathers. That after Akadosh Baruch Hu chose Avraham, and he told him that the Boya Chaldei Yer Nekka, that the Eshkol of Boya Chaldei, I'm going to make you into a great nation. From that time on, Avraham became the father of a new religion. Avraham was Avraham Ongoin, and Yitzchak, and Yaakov. These were the three of them. But before the Chiyot Avraham Avinu, so who were the forefathers? Terah. Terah was our forefather. Biologically, he was our forefather. After Avraham was chosen, so Avraham was Jewish and Terah was a Goy, so we know, see how often there is no relationship, there is no kurva between a Jew and an non-Jew. So we can no longer refer to Terah as Avraham. But before the Chiyot Avraham, Terah was Avraham. Biologically, he was our forefather. So that's a simple reading of that God is on the question. So it's still like the Avraham Zorah, how Avraham Shemana, as it says in the passage of Yeshua, Kol Hashem Elokim Tov, Yeh Bam Lai Yashu Av Yisteichem Yehu Lom Yofor Fav Zu, Terech Av Yavon Val Enoch Av Yav Du Nim Acher. The Terech worshipped Avodah Zorah. And his forefather, his forefather worshipped Avodah Zorah. But then Ba'ekech Hasadichem Es Avraham Yehu Vano I showed Avraham to be the father of this new religion. And from that time on that Avraham was chosen Ba'ekech Hasadichem, from that time on, that's the next prophet in Yeshua, Terah is no longer referred to as Avraham because he's only a biological father. If he halacha, since he was a non-Jew and Avraham was a Jew, there's no longer any korban between the two. The other Mepharshim say that that's what we're referring to over here. We're simply referring to the Zechirah to Avraham. Then we continue to state, quoting the Sukkim from Sefer Yeshua, we keep on quoting, for Etem Yitzchak et Yaakov et Esau, for Etem Leitzor et Arsel et Esau, so the Yaakov of Avraham Yorzum is joined. Why does Yeshua ben Nun mention this in the middle of the story here? He says originally our forefathers used to be Terah and his ancestors. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Avraham Avinu to found a new religion, and from that time on, he is the beginning of this new nation, and only he, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, are called the others. And whoever came before is no longer called the now for this new religion that was just founded now. Yeshua Yahin from Avraham Avinu, his monotheistic religion. So we speak that this religion was transmitted from Avraham to Yitzchak and not to Yishmael. And then we say it was transmitted from Yitzchak to Yaakov and not to Esau. So why do we mention over here, well, Esau and Esau is our favorite Esau also. Why don't we just say that this religion was transmitted from Yitzchak to Yaakov? Well, you have to mention that Esau went our say. So the Mepharshim explained that there is a mission in Masechet Midorim where it says that if a person takes him dead, there is not to get Hanoah from the descendants of Avraham Avinu, from Zer Avraham. The Zer Avraham doesn't include those there were a lot of non-Jews who descended from Avraham Avinu also. There's the Ishmaelim. Ishmael is also a son of Avraham Avinu. So what about all those who happen to be descendants from Ishmael? So the Mishnah says they're not included in the term in the phrase Zer Avraham. And what about the descendants from Esau, who come out of Yitzchak? Yitzchak has two sons, they're Yaakov and Esau. So only Yaakov and Hormoz are considered the Zer Avraham. So the Gemara and the Rambam ask, how do you know that? That only Zer Avraham. The person points out that Bain in biblical Hebrew means a biological child, and Zera means the one who carries over Zera Kosha Gola Zera Kosha, the one who carries over the tradition of the father, of the forefather. So how do you know from the Chumash, from the Tanakh, that Zera Avraham only refers to Yitzchak and only refers only to Yaakov because the Pasuk says, "Ki b'Yitzchak yikar l'chazera." Only Yitzchak was told by Avraham Avinu, only Yitzchak will carry over the tradition of Avraham Avinu, and Yishmael will not. But Yitzchak is called Zera Avram, and Yishmael is not. But how do you know that from Yitzchak only Yaakov is called the Zera Avram, and Esau's not? But the Gemara says, "Ki b'Yitzchak," what do I call Yitzchak? Not all of Yitzchak, only part of Yitzchak carry over the tradition. So from the two sons that Yitzchak had, Yaakov and Esau, how can you tell which one was the one who's going to carry over the tradition? So the Gemara never explained. How can you tell from the Chumash? How can you tell from the Torah? The term Zera Avram appears in two different places. It says that Eretz Yisrael is going to be given to Zera Avram, to those who carry over the tradition of Avraham Avinu. And then it says also, Yer Yer Zarech, Eretz Lelahem, that your descendants, those who carry over your tradition, have to go into Golus. So the Pasuk here says, V'etel Eitel Tarseh L'Eshe Sosso, Esau didn't suffer any Golus. He took his Tarseh, and he had himself a good time. He didn't suffer at the hands of any foreign nation. Yaakov abode here in Mitzrayim, only Yaakov and his descendants went to Mitzrayim. So therefore, just like Yaakov was the only part of Yitzchak that was included in the Yer Yer Zarech, Eretz Lelahem, so that determined that only Yaakov is in Zera Avraham, and not Esau. So therefore, the promise of giving Eretz Yisrael to the Zera Avraham refers to the Zera Avraham, those who are descendants from Yaakov, not to those who are descendants from Esau, not to those who are descendants from Yishmael. Whoever is the Zera for the going into the Golus, Yer Yer Zarech, Eretz Lelahem, those people are the Zera for the purpose of the Haftarah of Eretz Yisrael. The Haggadah has to be related in the form of Talmud Torah. We mentioned last week. So in Talmud Torah we have a cloud that Kanoch Lamar Rafi Darko. You have to teach each child according to his capability. You can't teach all your children in the same way. Many times you have big Rabban and big Talmud Chacham and you don't realize it. They think that just like they say a Shir and a Yeshiva on the highest level, they say a Bishu and a Masha and a Maram Shir, whatever, a Shir Aram, they think that they're going to raise their children up in the same way. Maybe they'll succeed in one or two of the children, but not necessarily. You don't succeed in all, but not necessarily so. You have to be machanek each child differently. So the Baal HaGadah speaks about how he's supposed to relate to Chinuch HaDor. He says, Kenega Rabbah, one is a parent. There are four different Chumash, speaks about the four different children. So you have to give Chinuch to the children in different ways. Some people feel, even if the child is a Rosh and a Rusha, that they shouldn't be merachek the child. Even if he's married, the son married a Shikhtin, you still have to keep tight. So the Baal HaGadah says, that's not, because you have the son of Kabila Rosha, you have to be merachek him. You have to hit him over the head. Haki Yeshiva, and you have to tell him, Abu Dhuat Hashem, leave it alone. Even though you're your own child, you shouldn't invite him to the HaGadah. He's not a Shikhtin or whatever, you know, Chal Shabbos or whatever. Like you think that you stand a chance of being the Karim back to the Hashem and Mitzvah, but if you see, you don't stand any chance at all. And the Baal HaGadah says, even though he's your own child, you have to be merachek him. That's exactly what we learned in the parsha of Ben Torah and Mora. The Gemara says Ben Torah and Mora one time it says, Lahayu v'lahayu t'liyus. It's physically impossible to have a parsha of Ben Torah and Mora. If the father and the mother should be the same height and the same age and the same tone voice and their so many different conditions, the Gemara says that it's physically impossible. But why the brother and Torah had a parsha of Ben Torah and Mora? Rosh v'kabot tzak. When is Rosh v'kabot tzak? So some say, Pasha Shad, you should learn the moral of the story, that if, even though the father and the mother love all of their children, but to have a child with a Ben Torah and Mora, it's a mitzvah, and we tell the Talmidim to bring him to the police. And to arrest them and to put him in jail. So if your child is a communist, and your wife and your husband is a communist, and he's giving all the secrets to the Russians, he used to be a filter for years and years, after McCarthy investigations, he used to filter all the time on the radio, and the newspapers, and on the television, and everything. You know that your wife or your husband is giving all the secrets to the family, they should be masters, to the government they're not. So the Torah says 100% you should master, you should try to gate them out. And after gate this, then you have to master. That's exactly the moral of the lesson of the story of the Torah book. So the Baal HaGadah tells us, And some children, the Russia, you see that he's a Russian Russia, you can't do anything with them. You have to bop them over the head. And the other children, you have to just see them on a different level. And even any of their initial, some people have an attitude that they'll only tell all the Torah to their children if the child asks. If the child doesn't ask, they're not going to tell. How's the child going to know to ask anything? How are you going to ask whether God exists? You're not going to tell. You're going to keep it a secret. If the kid asks whether there is such a thing as being the son, I'll be happy to tell. If the kid doesn't ask, he won't give me information. That's ridiculous. We believe that the Shani has their initial results. Not stop low. And the Chinuch HaTorah, you have an obligation to give over the tradition, even if the child doesn't display any inquisitiveness, and it doesn't display any ancient story. You have to transmit the prayer to everybody. Of course, for that, it's a prima resulta. The Chacham has to give more, and the Tam he give less. Any day initially, he tries to whet his appetite because he's interested. It's interesting, the Chacham asks the question that sounds to him not the same as the Rasha. All of the Mepharshim and Ha'avada discussed it. The Rasha is to be condemned, after Yeshiva, because he says, Mahavad Azot Lachem. Why do you keep all these mitzvahs up there? Because he asks the exact same question. Mahavad Azot Lachem, Shatsiv Hashem Akenu, Esta, the Mepharshim asks, you see the same. So they give different explanations. The thing that he has famous comments that he says that the difference between the Chacham and the Rasha is, so the Chacham speaks the Chen Shamayim Shoka B'Sid. He mentions the name of the Ribon Shel Olam in Europe. The plain Balabat always mentioned the Chen Shamayim. I remember my grandmother, who was from Galicia, she would always say, Van Heligen Nomen. Every other sentence was Van Heligen Nomen. She wouldn't say God, and she wouldn't say the Ribon Shel Olam. She would always say His holy name. Van Heligen Nomen should do this. The Heligen Nomen is all the attention, whatever. Every other word was like, the Chen Shamayim Shoka B'Sid. So that's the Chacham, even though he says that Hashem came and asked them, he says, what are the mitzvahs that Hashem commanded you? But he says, that Hashem commanded you. The Rashi doesn't mention Shem Hashem, he just says, Mahavada Zot Lachem. If he doesn't mention Shem Shemayim, so he's giving away, he's implying that he doesn't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's how the Beis Halevi put it. That's how it all comes from the Rashi. Others give a different interpretation, that the difference between the Chacham and the Rashi is different, that by the Chacham who asks the question, Mahavada Zot Lachem HaMishpatim, the passage before that in the Gomish there is the Holy Kishon Chab Bincha Mocha Leima. It is some who asks you Mocha. The next day there is. They ask he does the mitzvah. Whereas the Russia asks the question, take it from there. Mocha Hoya Hazoi. Why are you doing the mitzvah now? The difference between the two being that the Chacham is willing to do the mitzvah even though he doesn't understand the reason. After he fulfills the mitzvah, then he wants to know what is the moral lesson to be learned, what is the religious principle, what is the ethical principle to be learned from the mitzvah. What's behind this? What's the reason for the mitzvah? But the Rasha asked the Tam for the mitzvah before he's about to fulfill the mitzvah, implying that if he's not satisfied with the reason, he's not going to fulfill the mitzvah. But that's vicious. That's not right. That's the whole idea of Kabbalah from Atah Shamayim, that we have to, right, not the mitzvah, we have to fulfill the mitzvah even if you don't understand what they're all about, provided that you know that you got it straight. If you're not sure what you're supposed to do, then you have to ask first, what am I supposed to do? But once you know what the obligation is, and once you have, let's say, a rough task is a shot, the din is that it's mutter, or the din is that it's tough, whatever the din is. So whatever the din is, you have to follow. So you have it right there, are you sure that you have, are you sure, maybe you made a mistake, and then you should argue the point. But once you're clear that the Chacham knows what the facts are, and he thinks that he knows what the din is, then you have to listen to his sack, even if you think that he's wrong, if he's your Chacham, if he's your rabbi. Then you have to be metabolized. You have to be metabolized the dinim from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even though we don't really understand many times what they're all about, you have to do the dinim even if you don't understand the time. You have to be metabolized the stuff of the Chacham and Mosra. That's in fact why the Chacham asks the question, What are the dinim that our Kodesh Baruch Hu has commanded the Jewish people? So we don't tell them the dinim that our Kodesh Baruch Hu has commanded. We tell them the dinim that the Chacham has instituted. We tell them, אין אפילו נחת פסח הכיפוי, כדי שיהיה איתם מה תבדי, כדי שיהיה איתם פסח תבדי. That's not a din the right, that's only a din the rabbonim. If the child asks, what is the din of the right? So we tell him, the din of the rabbonim, because the din of the rabbonim are also din of the right. Some of us have the gears that we teach him everything as, אין אפילו נחת פסח הכיפוי. That's the last Mishnah, next to the last Mishnah himself. We teach him all of the Mishnahs and how we saw him, up until the very last. And I just say, no, not us. We have the gears to, we teach him every time like a person from the temple. We tell him the din of the Rabbanon. If he's asking, what are the din of Hatur? So we can tell him the din of the Rabbanon. The din of the Rabbanon are also the din of Hatur. They're included in the din of Hatur. There is an interesting comment that the Yifono has in his Biur and Kumish, the Shailu from Russia. The Russia is Moha Veda Zeh Hashem. But the Yifono interprets the Pshat as follows. Lachem meaning, why does everybody have to be in his own Korban Pesach? So Yachit the author has to bring a Korban Pesach. And he says, why not have the whole Kali Klub bring one Korban Pesach? Like you have a Korban Tomid, like you have a Korban Tomid, like you have a Korban Tomid. So the Klal, the whole Kibur brings one Korban. So why shouldn't the Kali Klub bring one Korban Pesach? So the answer is given to him, the son is playing in the following Sukkot. So we don't have those Sukkot in our Hadrata Kodos over here. The son interprets the Sukkot in the meaning that the nest in Klal was not a nest that was done to the Jewish nation as a nation. It was done to each and every individual Jew. Those in Florida, before we pass out, to demonstrate that they don't believe in the power of Islam, they don't believe in the Islamic law, the Egyptians used to worship the calf. The Bozu, one of the problem has to be very to Dan Hashem, who goes to Yala Mashko, so it's the part of Hashem on that Pesach. Because Bozu didn't cause Makkah's curse to occur in their home. Those who didn't believe, and those who didn't bring the problem Pesach, so the Magesha did occur, and people did try. There was Makkah's curse in their home. The sinfulness of Makkah's curse wasn't the nest of only for the whole Jewish nation. But yet, this is a Hamush of all the names on the Eretz Mitzrayim. The Rashi says only one-fifth went out. Four-fifths of the Jewish people died because they were short. 80% of the Magdalena said they only 20% were Orthodox. 20% were Orthodox. Or observant, however you want to place it, yeah. However you want to word it. So in other words, the people who didn't believe Tasha didn't happen. That's what we tell the Russians. Leave it all that. Iloh HaYashem Loh HaYanigo. Why do you say Iloh HaYashem Loh HaYanigo? Because those who weren't Manin and those who didn't fulfill the business, they didn't have the Kuta Tessa. They didn't have the Kuta Mino. Tasha didn't have the Kula. And they stayed behind. They were the 80% who died in the drama. Only the 20% were Manin and left in drama because the reason occurred on an individual level, not on a Tzibadika level. And that's what the Mephoshim points out. The Mishnah says in Tzachim that everyone every year has to have the feeling of living left in Tzachim. The Tzachim of Hanach. The only reason why we have the obligation to recite the Halal Pesach night is because Chai Baal Meir is asking Kilo Hu Yachim Tzachim. He has a sensation that we left in Tzachim. If this mess would have only occurred to our forefathers, then we wouldn't have recited the halal, we wouldn't have recited the bracha, or she'll be alone on Pesach night, because the Gemara says in brachas that if a mess happens to one of my ancestors, and he almost died, he didn't eat salt, so he says bracha, the thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yitzchak HaGoyo, and his children, and his grandchildren, but only up until the third generation. Past the third generation, you don't say the bracha HaGoyo. So the portion is kind of Maharam Chalazah, that that's very difficult. The Gemara says there are brothers, and the list of brothers, that limitation, that restriction, that is. Say the Brahma Shabbat is not the same. Say the Brahma Kurush Shabbat is not the same. So we're not the second generation, we're not the third generation. We're way many, many, many generations later. We still continue to recite the Brahma. The Manush Kana Pesach Night, why can't you say the Brahma, the Birchas Hanes on Pesach Night, even if it's not on the Son of Hashem Yishon? Why did Mishnah say, Chai Baram Yishon Tzatz Mishinu, who you have to be trying, you have to have this thing, this. We left him trying, the Sikha Chanat Nechayav Lodin, that's why we say the Birchas Hanjoyo. And if I'm getting to him, you don't have the sensation that the Nes occurs of. And we're not the second or the third generation, or many generations down the line, and we still recite the drop. So the Mephoshim explained that that's exactly the difference, like this Gemara says, because on Chanukah Purim is the nest that occurs to the Jewish nation as a whole, as a sefer. Now Shemikah on Pesach night, the nest of the Geula was Yivah Lo, Yivah Hashem Lo Hayanigo. It was a nest that occurred to each and every individual person. So that's why the Gemara explains, that's why we say, Raha HaMedez Rachem. The Russia, why does everybody have to bring a carbon Pesach to the tank for the broker for the Pesach and these parts of Habaki Amateinu? It's like a carbon Hazoyo. And that's the whole part of the show. Buy a carbon Pesach and the market for Shekel money. Like the Tzidibu itself is. The carbon Pesach should bring a carbon Pesach. I never say the Pesach Hazoyo. The answer is no. This method is the lying of Makas Chari, the part of Hashem HaLa Pesach, was not a method that occurred to the Tzidibu. This was a method that occurred to each and every individual Yachid. And that's why the Yachidim, each person has to celebrate the Nes himself. And that's why we say those who were Rishonim would not have participated in the Nes. Leave them alone. Those who didn't believe, those who wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah of Dam Mila and Dam Pesach Alamashkov wouldn't have been Nigal. So that's why we recite the halal on Pesach, not because your son or husband is shown, and not because we're it was the method of first to call it so. The taka was not a method of first to call it. That's what it would appear to be from the Haggadah itself. Then the Haggadah points out that the Yochamir Ashkhaydish, the quotation from the Hilti, that the mitzvah sleepy tears in Zion, can only be fulfilled by Laila. Yochamir Bal Yom Tam Alam Bavaza, only by Laila. That's why it says in the Shulchan Aruch that one should not begin to recite the Kiddush until it's definitely Pesach B'chol. Even if you happen to not marry a little early in Shul, you should make sure you don't begin the Kiddush on Pesach night, the rest of Pesach. Not so by the time you walk home to some, they're going to be Pesach B'chol. Pesach B'chol is not so much, not Chatzai Talai, not so right. It's interesting in the Shulchan Aruch that Amor writes in Minig that on Shabbat HaGadol, the Minig was that he recited the Haggadah from Avodah Mahim until halfway through the Haggadah, more than halfway through the Haggadah. And the Golden Guardian attacks the Amor, he says that it's your, because it says exclusively Yochum, and Rashkai is saying, Lord, by Yomahu, by Yomahu, Yochum, but Yoch, it's your. So how does he see that it's your? The Amor is not saying it did that you must recite the Haggadah, he's saying, Minig, not saying it did, and it didn't have to, and it didn't have gone, because it's a Minig that's developed by the Ashkenazim in Europe, in Far East Europe, that's when he started to go, Hashem has to prepare an advance. That is the Golden Guardian come over and he said that it's wrong. You know, I can say the minute is wrong. It just says not going to be obligated to recite the Haggadah earlier than say something like the way to say that it's forbidden. So many say that the Golden Guardian probably understood this Mechilta, this brightness in Mechilta, the same way that Sanseifer understands. Sanseifer is in his Russian Sanseifer, being the Kaisha of God, understands this to mean that it's not proper. Not that you're not obligated to recite the Haggadah earlier, but it's rather, whenever you're not obligated to, that it's improper to recite the Haggadah earlier because you're going to take away from the surprise element of the story. You want that the story should be chadash in the NF, you want that it should be something new, that the children already know, my children already know that dear Kashi is not about in the home. They know the whole list of Chinev Swiss, and when it comes to Pesach Lai, it's like climactic already. So that's what it's not supposed to be like. The children are not supposed to know the story in advance. They're supposed to come, they'll test what they will say there. And here then, for the first time, to be surprised, their eyes are supposed to open. Oh! That's what happened. That's what you see from time ago. That's what Mount is. That's what Mount is. That's what I say is. But if they already know anything, so you're taking away from the excitement that's supposed to be on paper, you know? And that's what Trump's saying, that that's the kapon of the Golden Guard. When he says that the Ramon's meeting is an improper meeting, because he says, Yochanan HaShadish, some claim that he understood Yochanan HaShadish to mean, Yochanan there should be an obligation to recite the simple pshatim. One might think that since the entire Chodesh Nisan was singled out by the Torah, the Chodesh Zelachan Rosh Chodesh was the Chodesh Ha'ulah, the Nisan Yigalu, the Nisan Ha'kinim Le'igwar, so one would have thought that Zion for Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the very good man of the Yitzhak of Zion. And in a certain sense, this is the Chodesh Ha'ulah. So I'm allowing my law. The Yochum of Bal Yom may be at the time of Shlitzah HaPesach, and Erech Pesach HaPesach HaTzoyt, that's the very good man of the Nisan Talmudai Manor, but was there only the show of only Balayla. So the simple reading of the Bryce is that the Chiv doesn't begin until then. So there's only Zion, and the Sanseiver seems to learn more than that. Whenever the Chiv doesn't begin, then you shouldn't cut place in advance to say the story that you from Zion. You should wait till you have the Chiv so that when you tell a story, and they'll tell that it should be with great excitement, and it should make a great emotion on the children. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we give a bracha to Hashem Yisbarach, Baruch Shem HaHavtachot of Yisrael Baruch Hu, that he kept his Havtachot. And then we lift up the Bechel and we say, V'hi sha'am d'al ha'v'sein. So the simple pshat, V'hi sha'am d'al ha'v'sein v'lanu, is referring to the Haftofa that we began in the previous paragraph. So Hashem Haftofa, Hashem kept his promise. We say, V'hi, Haftofa is Hashem Akeva. That God's promise that he gave the Jewish people, sha'am d'al ha'v'sein v'lanu, that's what kept the Jewish people going all these years, because as the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, that the Chus Chavis has a limit. Let's say I went to yeshiva with a certain fellow and his son is down in yeshiva now and he's not such a good son. It gives me a lot of trouble. But because I was a roommate of him, because he's a friend of mine, because he's a nice guy, whatever, so I give his son a break. That's good son. And then when his grandson comes to yeshiva, another 25 years, and his grandson is going to be worse than the son, let's say, so I'll give him a break also. When his great grandson is going to come to yeshiva, another 25 years after that, I'll call his brother's good son. So the Gemara says that good son is a limit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and in the Zchus of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, he gives their descendants a break even if they don't really deserve it. But the Zchus of Avraham Yitzchak doesn't go for thousands and thousands of years. So why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu still continue to give it a break out of Yamanda? So the Gemara says, because even though Zchus of Avraham Yitzchak, it ended, the ending, Nevertheless, Greek dharma is low karma. The Greek, the Christian Greek means our home body. That's what a Greek means. A Greek means a karma and says, come what may. Whether your descendants will deserve it or not, a shvua, and a Greek means our home body. The Rambam writes in Chumash. Our home body, whatever will happen, whether they will deserve it or not, I promise that I'll always give them a break. So that's what we say. Baruch Shem HaTzachot, and Yisrael Baruch Hu, after the Torah, keeps his HaTzachot. And the Hisham the Lord, the Saint of the Lord, because of that HaTzachot, that risk, and that Shavua, that we are still around today, that if we're only to the good Tzavis, the Shavua Tzavis already were off a long time ago. But because of the Greek Tzavis, that's the HaTzachot, that's why the Jewish people are still around to speak about. Another point, a different one. All of the anti-Semitism that we have, perhaps generations, many generations have come where we really didn't deserve to be feared. Okay. Maybe that's part of it. Okay. We're thinking of the Torah Tzavos as well. That's only a minute. Picking up the cup of wine is only a minute. Then we have another minute. Whenever you pick up the wine, they cover over the mat. The mat should really be exposed the whole time. Then you should have the CPS in some connection with one of the Mitzvah Salaima. Imagine this, because if Mana Midrash and the Sikhs, they didn't have Yahat. They didn't start with mat. They say, Holach Ma'anya. The Holach Ma'anya is Aramaic. So obviously that was introduced in Bogo. If Mana Midrash, before they went into Bogo, Bogo didn't have to have any mat. They had the common sense on the table. And the Shoshi is Karmtenta, Muna Vaparacha. That's why we're there. But after the Chumim Beis Hamikdash, there's no longer any Karmtenta. Then you have to have Lechem only. You have to have some Yitzvah on the table. And Marer is Mana Zeh Zom Yitzvah Rabbanam. Marer is only a Mitzvah Mana Torah in conjunction with Karmtenta. So the only Mitzvah Mana Torah we have today is the Matzah on the Altar. You have to put the Matzah right up front, right before you begin to break the Matzah to make it into a Lechem only. Adar Kishaloni Kisusi, you break the Matzah, Yaha. Then you declare Holach Ma'anya, this is the Lechemoni, and that enables you to recite the Agor. So we have, because we recite the Agor over the Matzah, so we have another meaning that whenever we pick up the Sefer, then we cover over the Matzah. Because the Matzah is really more precious than the wine. If it were the Mana Migdosh, and it wouldn't be Matzah, it would be called Pesach, then you wouldn't have to cover anything more. You can pick up the wine from today till next year. And the flesh wouldn't feel embarrassed, because the Yain is always more precious. The drop of Yain is always more precious than the bottle. But Yain is not as precious as Pesach. But you're picking up the wine and you're supposed to cover over the pasha when you're in by shot. So we show in comments on the Nusach that we say in the Hadorah, but the Bible teaches us our case to our souls. We show in comments that the word case in the Gematria of 190, Kufkar, but originally our Bible said that the Gomus in time would be 400 years, Arminei Hashama, and then the Masoch was only Yiduv, it was only 210 years. So what happened to the missing 190 years? That in the Russian they have cash. So there are two different answers given by the Medrash. One answer given by the Medrash is that starting from the day that Yitzchak was born, Eretz Yisrael didn't yet belong to Avraham Avinu, didn't yet have the complete Kutzim to Eretz Yisrael. It belonged to him, but he didn't have the King Teres yet. And also in the Numa Teres, we would still retain the King Teres. So from the time of Leila Yitzchak, the Greek men of Sarim began to be fulfilled that year years are up, Eretz Yisrael had. Yitzchak was there, Avraham, and he was there, so that in a certain sense, he strove, although he already did belong to Avraham Avinu, but he didn't fully belong to Avraham Avinu. So that answer is given by one Medrash. That from the time of Leila Yitzchak, so you see, in the time, there were a full 400 years. Rashi quotes that. Then there's another Medrash that Rashi Akkadish does not quote. Another Medrash says that the Sheba really should have been for 400 years, and the time should have worked to a certain degree, but you see, made it work ahead of. So the Koshi Hashibu was Mashlim. They worked for 210 years so hard, as much as the Rebbeim, they worked over time. So they worked as much as the Rebbeim really meant to work for 400 years. So the Greek Torah pointed out that these are not really two different Jerusalem. On Akasha, you can either say one Teres, the other Yishon, you can say another Teres. You need the both Jerusalem to be Mashlim in Akasha, because it says in the Greek and Aftarim, Yadoa, Teibach, Yer, Yer, Barach, Ba'eretz. Well, why we mention it, you should know, Yer Yer Zarach Be'eretz Lomahem Arba Me'ashona. Your descendants will be Gerim and Eretz Lomahem for 400 years. And then it also says, the Yimoyim Arba Me'ashona. But they will suffer for 400 years. These are two different kashas. How come they were only in the strife for 210 years? What about the Golos for 400 years? And how come they were only working for 210 years? They should have been working for 400 years. So these two answers answer two different questions. The one answer explains that from the time of Veda Tikkot, then it says to try and, well, the four qualities of Giges are Akhaber and Solar, and the Koshi Hashibu, they worked so hard, that's why they worked for 210 years, the amount of work that they would have done in a 400 years that they would have only made them work decently. So they say in the name of the Biskirah, but this is a very complicated question, that these two cheshbonos that are running simultaneously should end at the same time. But the Koshi Hashib, which should turn out to be 400 years worth of Malacha, exactly at the time that the 400 years end from the time of later Tikkot, is quite a concept. You have to have a barometer to be able to measure that. But for the Prophet, I have the ability to measure it. And he told us that the Mitzvah wouldn't seem to Shabbat the Jewish people more than 400 years worth. In fact, the Sheib would end a year before it did this drive. But the Sefer says that the Ethanachus took a whole, they said it's a whole year. Mishpat says that the maximum punishment that anybody ever gets is 12 months. Mishpat is shown to Gehenim, the Gizbeit says, the maximum punishment that any Russian gets if he goes to Gehenim is 12 months. Probably anybody tells it so long, but the maximum he gets is 12 months. That says that the Mitzvah, that the Sefer says in place of the Mitzvah, itself is the maximum. That the Ethanachus that they had was stretched out over the course of a full year's time. And already from the beginning of the last year, before you see it, sorry, the last year the Jews ready were Pesach and Yeshiva. They didn't have to do any work. So the 400 years of, from the time of Leila Tizkot, from the years of Rav Israel, that was only ended at the end of that year. And because Yeshiva caused the 209 years, wasn't going to end the 209 years, but the equivalent of 400 years of normal work, the year before, Sakhar Israel, Yeshiva, Sakhar Israel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his keeping the record, worked out the calculations, and he declared that his, that what he said by the Brisbane of Tzon, that there's going to be 400 years of Shibud, 400 years of Avdus, that everything, 400 years of Galus, that both were ready to fulfill at the same time, simultaneously.
So the
Torah
says, why should we have 430
years? Yes. Rashi claims that the 30 additional years was 30 years before later Tikkot was this Brit Ben Akhtar. The Rishonim point out that the Lashon of the Pasuk, the Gamat Agoy Asher Yavoidu, Don Anoichi, is a little unusual. It really should say, Gamat Agoy Asher Yavoidu, Odun, on Ohi, I will judge them. That the Mitzrayim who will cause the Jews to suffer, I will judge them. Why does it say Don on Ohi? So the Rishonim speak about this. So the Rishonim said over on Medrash, I think we want to mention on different occasions, and that it says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging in a court case between Bnei Yisrael and Umat Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu first serves as the Baldin, to sign on behalf of the Jewish people. Then he turns around and he serves as the Shofar, as the Baldin to judge the case. And then he will serve also as the Shofar to implement the punishment. In case the Umat Olam are not willing to accept the punishment upon themselves, but then he will force them to suffer the punishment, whatever punishment they deserve. The first manager, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will serve as the Baldin to sign on behalf of the Jewish people. So that's what the Rashi said in the literal translation, Gamat Agoy Asher Yagoy is Don Anechi, like you say a Hebrew expression, Hayadon Keneged Chaveru. And you have two people arguing out a case, so the Baldin, one of the two Baldinim, argues out the case. He's Don Keneged Chaveru. The Shogun is not Don, the Shogun should say, Odun, I will be the Dayan. Don sounds like I will argue out the case. I will argue out the case on behalf of the Jewish people against the Mitzrayim. The Rishonim pointed out. Right. In Alamit, you say three expressions. Rafa's Rivan, he's at the Baruch Hu, signed him on behalf of the Jewish people, Don Baldin, he judged the case, and the Countess Tikmata, he served as the Shofar to implement the punishment. Three different aspects. It's important in these times that we should explain to our children what we mean when we say to our brother, Vayob Hashem, Loshim David, Melamed, Shulayor, Yankov Inu, Hishtakevim, and Sayin Alalob Hashem. Yankov Inu didn't call either he tried to leave Eretz Yisrael and to live in Golos permanently. The other one to live there temporarily. We have to sound a little strange, a little hypocritical. We explain to our children that we're only here temporarily in America. So we have to, first we have to convince ourselves that it's something. And we have to keep in mind that we really belong, all of us really belong in Eretz Yisrael. As a person can't find the financial, so then he has, then he's not okay to go live in Eretz Yisrael. Then he's a minister. So really we don't belong here. And what we're doing here is only temporarily. Only Lobershaw, only of a temporary nation. That's what we say in our words. The Jewish people really don't belong in Kutzbach. We have to also stress our children and to ourselves, the Pasuk says, the Darshan, the Pasuk, and Aram, the other Ramis, Ha'isham Legoi, Alam Shah Yisram Mitzuyan Yisham. What does the word Legoi mean? Alam Shah Yisram Mitzuyan Yisham? In Europe, we used to joke, we used to say that designers were not religious at all. They were Goyim. They were Goyim. Ha'isham Legoi, then he went to Yenis. Alam Shah Yisram Mitzuyan, then he went to Yenis. But what is the simple shot? The Mishnah says we thought we have to dash in Aram Yavadavi.
Why
that? That's a good question. That's a good question. This is Mikuri Kur. This is the parasha of Mikuri Kur. So that's the question. Why Aram Yavadavi? Why not the Shmok Erebur Dishah? That's the question. I suggest that perhaps based on the Ramini Yainan, in the first parak in Brochus, it says in the Gemara and Gitin that Samatha, you're not permitted to recite Tarisha Gitzah Baltah. You're not permitted to recite anything from the Tanakh about that. So the question is, how do we recite Kriyashna about that? So the Vedayana says, no, that's a function, it's better. It's part of all. So the Torah says, that parasha you have to recite. Whenever you have a parasha that you need to have to recite, you're permitted to recite it about that. And then he says, and even if you're reciting Kriyashna on Mito, you're ready to go to Kriyashna. He's not married to show you're ready to go to Kriyashna. And now you're saying Kriyashna on Mito before you go to sleep. Even though it's not for the purpose of fulfilling Kriyashna, that parasha is already exempted from the prohibition. I was wrong to the staff, things that didn't be recited about that. But then he gives another example when he says the Parshas HaKarbonos. Since we have a din, that whoever recites the Parshas HaKarbonos is considered, it's a din HaTor, it's considered as if he has brought the Karbonos, it's not Shayyid HaMid Mishkayim. But it's well told Avraham Avinu that the Tzus HaKarbonos, he has the right to maintain Eretz Yisrael. And his man that you won't have a Beit HaMikdash, what about now? You won't have a Beit HaMikdash. So what right do the Jews have to maintain Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says in the end of Megillah, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, have your descendants recite the Parshas HaKarbonos, and Mala Mi Aleihem Kilu Hikrivu. I will consider it as if your descendants had offered the Karbonos, so therefore they still maintain the right to have Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbeinu Yonah said, you're permitted to recite Parshas HaKarbonos and Parshas HaTorah, also Baltera, because that's a mission on earth to recite every day the Parshas HaKarbonos. And even if you're reciting in a second time in the day, once that parasha was singled out as a parasha that may be sometimes recited, Baltera, because it's a chiyuv to recite it, so then you can always recite it Baltera. And then he gives us another marshal, he says, Arami Yogarov. So since sometimes when you bring the Kurim, you have to recite that parasha after that Nusach Arami Yogarov. So even if you're not bringing the Kurim, you can always recite that parasha Arami Yogarov, Baltera. I suggest that maybe that's the reason why the Tanoim shows Arami Yogarov, because the Shmos there above the Shalach, that's all foolish. So you're going to require every brother bus that he should take his secretary and start reading from the secretary. He's going to get it all full of wine. All our goods are full of wine, full of matzah crumbs, full of carbon pesach, whatever. So you're going to take a secretary and start waiting. And I love it that you can recite a parasha balteh. If it's required, you can say Kriyashma balteh, and you can say parasha satanin balteh. That's because that parasha was singled out by the halacha, but over here, the Torah didn't single out any parasha. Now you know how you perform in this world, so the Chachamim wanted to pick a parasha which they knew was Musa to recite Baltah, namely, parasha Aram Yavarabi, because since sometimes you're obligated to recite those, that parasha is deductive for the purpose of Mitzvah Bikurim, so Rabbi Yehuda says it's always permissible to recite that parasha Baltah. That parasha was exempted from this prohibition. That's a minute. That's a minute to recite it. That's not even a din that there are bonds. Not everybody's learned a minute either. That's a minute. That's why there's a shayla on Tisha B'Av afternoon when he put on the sermon whether you should recite the parashas or not, because on Tisha B'Av it's forbidden to recite anything from the Torah. So the shayla is, since you're not really obligated to recite the four parashas, so Shema Lohim, Shema Kadesh, Lohim, Shema Kadesh, it's only a minute, but maybe you should forgo the minute on Tisha B'Av because of the issue of Talmud Torah. So the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't. You should not recite the Parshas from Tisha B'Av afternoon when you put on the Torah. Most people don't study the Mishnah Berurah because you're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. Both Tisha B'Av you lay.
You learn both
times. Yeah, you lay, you recite Kriya Shema, you say Sukkot Zimra, it's a lot of Sukkot. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, whatever, say that, yeah, it doesn't get people excited. So there's no prohibition of Talmud Torah. Not in the sense they're happy. The prohibition against learning Torah for an Ovel or for Tisha B'Av is because the Kriya Shem 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 Shem, it makes people very, very happy. So if it says in the Shulchan Aruch, whatever, say, well, yeah, you don't get so happy. You get so excited in the sense of Amunah. So it doesn't get us excited in the sense of joy, like saying a Mishnah compared that we didn't hear before. So the simple chatting, Aisham is going along with Shaytan, it's the Yom Shem, has nothing to do with the Zionist movement or anything, the fact that they're happy Christians. The simple chat is, So the Jewish people separated themselves. They were Mitzuyonim. They were separate from the Umas HaOlam. That they didn't blend in with the Rachamim. And the Gemara says, the Medrash says, that Shloshim Shmam Vashonim Malbushim, that they were very, very separate from the Umas HaOlam. And the Meshech Chachma of the Simcha points out that these nationalistic mitzvahs that separate the Jewish people from the Umas HaOlam are more important when you live in Rome than when you live in Eretz Yisrael. When you live in Eretz Yisrael, the important mitzvahs are Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayim and Shpichas Damim and all those Averus, the Shiloh HaVadeh and the Shmita. It says in all of the Nedivim, why Avodah Zarah was sending the Jewish people into Rome. It doesn't say because they didn't speak Yiddish. It doesn't say because they had the Goyish name. It doesn't say because they wore Goyish clothing. They did that too. That those are not the big Averus in Eretz Yisrael. When you live in Gomorrah and there's a hashash of assimilation, that's not a hashash. Real hashash of assimilation. So it's more important to observe, in Sarku, it's more important to observe the nationalistic mystics that will keep, that will maintain our identity as a separate nation. So that's what the Pasuk says. By Yishon the Goy, the living in this time, the Jewish people were very different. They dressed differently. They were Mitzuyon. Wherever they would walk, everybody would see that that person is a Jew. They dressed differently, they spoke differently, they ate differently, and everything was very different. So we have to tell us our children, we have to do it ourselves. We're sitting in Rome. We have to do everything different. The Baal HaGod, the Darshan, is on the Pasuk. He doesn't say Pasha Shah. He's giving interpretation, Torah of interpretation. The Darshan is on the Pasuk. Vayarei oikon ha-mitzrim, vayar yudu, vayarei oikon ha-mitzrim, vayar yudu, vayar yudu, vayar yudu, vayar yudu, vayar yudu, vayar etc. So what is this Pasuk explaining in Vayarei oikon ha-mitzrim? So they used to say over what the Maitha Nisim, what the Nesivis quotes in the Rishonim. I think now about to know, and others on this comment. If it would have written in the Chumash by Oreyu Lalu HaMitzrim, it would have the meaning of that the Mitzrim would mean to us. That they were very, they caused us to suffer a lot. But it doesn't say by Oreyu Lalu, that they would mean to us. It says by Oreyu Harisonu. That means that they said that we were there. Like that. They say the Jews are not loyal to the United States government, and say that the Jews are not decent, and they're not humane, and they're not this, and that the shikha that we practice is inhumane, and that we discriminate against the women, and everything the Jewish religion does, from Shaykh's neighbors, we discriminate against the non-Jews, and we're mean to animals, and we're mean to the women, and we're mean to everybody. The Jews are mean to everybody. But that's mamish, the anti-Semitism has been going on from the days of the time, by a regular summer on mission, that's an extreme, are attacking us, that we are terrible people. As a president of the country, we better do something about these Jewish people because they are our enemies and they are going to join with the enemies and they are going to overturn the government. We're in the world that they trust us and that we are going to overthrow the government in Mitzrayim. Adonai, Yosef was the prime minister. He was the one who gave power the whole shmita over the whole land. It was his coffin, his pictures, who gave the whole, all of the taxes and everything. Because of throwing away all the food and so on. Now why should they think that the Jews are going to revolt against the government? Government, so that's what the Pasuk is. By the way, Osama HaMitzvah, the Yuma Solomon, always attacked the Jewish people. The story is that in our generation, as in many, many generations before, the Jews believed it. We read all the anti-Semitic literature, and we spoke for their government, so we believe it really, that we really discriminate against the women. We have to start changing all the Dina HaTorah. We really discriminate against the non-Jews. We have to change all the laws as far as the non-Jews. We really are unfair to the animals. We have to change the method of shechita. We have to have humane slaughter bills and so on. These are always getracht mindsets from the anti-Semites. That's the way it always was. Then the Baal HaGod is on the process of Nitzach al Hashem al Akeh Avistenu to Moshe Nemer. And we cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it says in the Tosfos, and what is the same in the Tosfos? Vahi Vayomim Harabim Haheim Vayomet Melech Mitzrayim. And the king of Egypt died. By Yom Tov B'nei Yisrael, Nino HaRoyda by Yisrael. They were corrected from the difficult work. Ba'atal Shabbat, the Melech Melech Kiyim, Nino HaRoyda, they were complaining from the work. So the Ramban on that Chumash, the Ramban HaChumash on that Pasuk in Shmos, explained that the B'nei Yisrael really were not in a mood to daven at all. They were so far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were not daven. The Pasuk just says they were corrected and complaining from the difficult work. By Yom Tov B'nei Yisrael Nino HaRoyda. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his kindness, considered the correcting that they had expressed as if they had done. So that's what the Baal HaGod is explaining, Vanitzach al Hashem al Akeh Avistenu, is not exactly so. We really didn't daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's rather Kemoshe Nemar. The Pasuk says that we were correcting, and Hashem, out of His rachmonis, took our breath in this we would daven. It was Mechadi Hashem that was considered in this we daven, even though we really didn't. A very difficult topic, I reckon, though, you know. Right, and the person discussed that also. Aren't you taking away from the story that the Yisrael Mishan wasn't so big? It was worse under Lavan Harami, because the Yisrael Mishan wasn't so big about it. It wasn't so big, it wasn't killing the boys, it wasn't killing the girls. But they discussed that. What's the significance of bringing in this contrast between Lavan and Mishan? It's a different interpretation. No, but he's correcting the call that was on the moment, what I was saying. We're bringing out that. It's a different interpretation. Vayaris on Yehu, Zuprit is Daracheret. Daracheret means when husbands are together with their own wives. That's what we call Voloshi and Chi, we call that Daracheret. Zuprit is Daracheret means that the Mitzrayim, the English translation says the destruction of family life. The Mitzrayim didn't allow the Jewish men to be together with their wives. And that's why the Pasuk says, Mishir Hashem, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, there are people, and I go hide somewhere else to be together. And the Pasuk, and how do you know that the Mishir was so mean to the Jewish people that they prevented us from being together? The Moshe Nehma, Vayara Elohim is Bnei Yisrael, Vayeda Elohim. What do you see when I talk to you? But then he say what? Vayara Vayeda, then he say what? So apparently we assume that the Moshe Ha-Terer is a Moshe Nekir. We should all speak Lashon Kiddush like the Torah, we should all speak Lashon HaKadosh. There's one right to the Gemara looking at the reason why it's called Lashon HaKadosh is because Lashon Kiddush with respect to these, it's a Lashon HaKadosh with respect to this area. That the Torah says, like, we've often saw some terrible things, and he knew that there was something terrible going on. He doesn't say, what did he see, what did he know, what was so terrible? But the Torah felt that this area, human activity, should not be so spoken of so explicitly. So that's why, and even the Baal HaGadol calls the Christian Zara Heret, it doesn't spell out what it is. We should train ourselves also. We live in a generation with so much priesthood is going on and so much evil care. We should train ourselves in proper speech. One of the many sutras quoted by the Baal HaGadol, you know, this bringing out a point is, the Rabbi Tiberi can find the Laila Azeh, an evil in mouth, the Tate Kol Chodret in time, and so on, the Kol HaHeshvan, Kol HaHeshvan, the Shvat, and Ani Asher. So the Rebbe points out, isn't that a design for the Shekhinah? The part of the Eretz Mitzrayim, that the Shekhinah, the Chreza, the Yatsma is going to pass through Eretz Mitzrayim, which is more than all the Zohar, which is more than the Lumen. Like if you have a king who comes to New York City, you would have to wash the feet first, you know, before they would allow him to go through the land, the feet are dirty. So here in Mitzrayim, maybe it was a clean, it wasn't dirty in the sense of filth, like you have in New York. But they have churches on either side of the street. It's full of Abedizorah, Gimur. That's why we call it Gimur. It's like Tzela, it's like Rodo. But these pastors, how is that proper for the Shekhinah to watch through his drying? Ani Hashem, Ani Zolah Hashem, he went to himself, he didn't send someone else. How is it proper for his book to go into the front door of the Gimur? If Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed to dive in the middle of the city, had to go outside, and he couldn't get any. There was in the middle of the city because it's full of Abedizorah. But these pastors said the Shekhinah should go through the city. But the Pasuk itself explains the answer to this question. It says, the Abadi Eretz Mitzrayim, the call of Ahim Mitzrayim at the Shvatim. The Pasuk itself gives the answer. When the Shekhinah will pass through, all of the churches and all the Abadi Zoris will melt away. The Pasuk says they're not Pasuk. The things that were metal melted right away when the Shekhinah passed through. Those that were from wood would go up in flames and so on. So it turned out that the Shekhinah was cleaning the streets as it was passing through the truck. So it wasn't the Zoris of the Shekhinah. The streets were cleaning from Abadi Zoris as the Shekhinah went through. The Mishnah quotes the statement of Rabbi Amliel that on Pesach night, whoever doesn't explain the reason for Pesach matzah maror, the Yotzei Yivei Havodah, that's the most important part of the Havodah. So the Mepharshim has two different sheikhs, the Rambam, the Ramban, and the Mepharshim, how to understand the Yotzei Yivei Havodah, what Mishnah is not Yotzei. The Rambam said, the Pesach Shah, that he's not Yotzei the Mitzvah, Tiki is the Mitzvah, and on Pesach night, the Mitzvah, the Yotzei the Mitzvah, which can only be fulfilled by telling the story of the Mitzrayim in the form of Tamei HaMitzvah. You have to say, we fulfill, or we used to fulfill the Mitzvah of Pesach, we no longer have a Beit HaMikdash, we still fulfill the Mitzvah of Matzah, we still fulfill the Mitzvah of Mar, and the reason for this Mitzvah is, he says, Mitzrayim, etc., etc. So you have to tell the story of the existence of time for the purpose of explaining the mitzvah salayla. As we said before, that's where the Havdara begins, with the Marashtah, the mention of the mitzvah salayla, and then Salvador Harino to explain why we perform these mitzvahs in light of the story of the existence of time. The Ramban has a completely different shot than what Yosef Dechavasai. The Ramban and Muhammad, I'm stopping on this thing, where Yosef Dechavasai is not yet the Kofetta. He's not the Yetzi Master, he's not the Yetzi Mor. He doesn't say he's not the Yetzi Tzitzit Tzitzit Tzitzit. So Ramban seems to hold that if you would just tell your children on Facebook night the story of Tzitzit Tzitzit, and not explain that that's why we eat Master, that's why we eat Mor, you would be Yetzi Tzitzit Tzitzit. It doesn't necessarily have to be told over in the form of explanation of Mitzvah Salayla. That's what he seems to hold. But he says, well, Yotzi Yetzi Tzitzit means that you're not the Yetzi the Mitzvah Tzitzit. That the mitzvah comes back to Tishrei, but if you don't tell, you're not yet to at all. How could that be? He says, no. You're not fully yet to the mitzvah Pesach, you're not fully yet to the mitzvah Maaseh, you're not fully yet to the mitzvah Mordeh. These mitzvahs are for the purpose of three two meetings, and that's not a mitzvah like your late two, Zechel and Mess. Well, these are the five famous on that. So unless you tell the story in conjunction with the mitzvah, the mitzvah will not be fully bequeathed. Places point out on the Mishnah in the Lev Cherek in Sokhin that the Medrash says that there were 10 Shiros that appear in Tanakh. 9 of them were recited in the Sha'ava and the 5th on the occasions of various Gulas, and the 10th Shiro will be recited by the Lev on the occasion of the Gula Latina. And the Medrash draws a distinction between the 9 and the 1 that the Shiro that will be recited in Moed HaMashiach on the Gula Latina is referred to as the Shiro Chadash, the Lashon Zohar, as opposed to the 9 in the 5th that it refers to the Lashon Nekeva as a Shira. So here, Taisus points out when he says, the name Alephonic Shira Hadosho, what does that mean? Does it mean the name Alephonic Ali will recite in the future on the occasion of the Gula Asiva, then you shouldn't say Shira Hadosho, you should say the name Alephonic Shira Hadosh. And if you say Shira Hadosho, then you really should say the name Alephonic, that at the time of his years with Zion, was beyond the Abdus of Heirut, and at that time, the name Alephonic, Shira Hadosh was recited at that time. But the Nusach that we say, the Maim Alephana, that we will say Shira Hadosh, that's a problematic Nusach, and I'm right here. You say the Maim Alephana, that we will say, and then you say Shira Hadosh, and then you say Shira Hadosh. So that's what the Nishul Marathik, what the Nishul Marathik is that you have to choose. You either say, in the future, the Maim Alephana, you say Shira Hadosh, and you say the Nema, and you say Shira Hadosh. And they say the name of Mr. Rav, that he pointed out that our gift is to be understood very well. So we're neither referring to the fact that B'nai Yisrael recited the Shira on the occasion of the Tzitzit Tzitzit, nor are we referring to the Shira Chodesh that will be recited lovely lovely on the occasion of the Gula Akira. You just have to read the whole paragraph like the Ma'am Chalm explained by this Mishnah. The Chodesh is our 500 minutes of Tzitzit Tzitzit who Yatsun Yisrael. Everyone has to feel as if he just left and joined tonight. The Tzichot, therefore, are not Mechayom Lahodesh. We have an obligation to recite Halo tonight, and therefore, because Halo B'Shar Tanet, we just let him try. So therefore, the name of the son of Shira Chadosh, right now, we're not referring to the name of the son of the Lord, we say, Ashir Limoit HaMashiach. We're saying, therefore, we're not saying that we have recited the Shira, as him recited as Tanah B'Tis Nisrach. We're saying, we will now recite the Shira Chadosh of Halo B'Shar Tanet, but he says, we try. The Mishnah Berurah has a time against the reciting of Zechel and Mikdash Gehillah. He says that in the Shulchan Aruch says that when you say the bracha on the Marah, you're not permitted to be mastic, you're not let it off, but after you eat the Kairos. Because the bracha on the Marah refers both to the Marah, to the Kedayit that you eat by the Marah, and the Kedayit of Marah that you eat during the Kairos. In fact, you're not supposed to talk after the reciting of the bracha, Alachidas Matzor, and the eating of the Kairos. You're not let it off in between the Matzor and the Marah even. Unnecessarily, because the drop of Allah Hilas Matzah relates to the Torah as well. So the Mishnah Berurah has a time that how does the Shulchan Aruch come off to, how does it say in the Haggadah that you recite Zechel and Mikdash Gehillah? Because he thinks that it's in the text, he thinks that it's in the tiny letters, and these are the instructions. They should eat Torah, Zechel and Mikdash Gehillah, and it's very limited, but it's not part of the list of Haggadah. He doesn't think that he's supposed to. That's why some people on the back page, because they're nervous about the Mishnah Berurah assignment, so they say the Zechel and Mikdash Gehillah, but it is printed in the English, so they say after they finish swallowing the whole Torah, then they say the Zechel and Mikdash Gehillah. But Chaim Balazan has assignments against reciting Shira Malas before the bench. All year long, that's what some say tonight. He says that's what he came up with these two religions. there's a Chachamim or Mitzvah in that Yishu, you start the Birchat HaMazon in a specific Mitzvah. And apparently you start the Birchat HaMazon in any Mitzvah you choose. But the Rabbah, they can call it a Mitzvah, they have to say there is so. So if someone wants the Chachor to say to Mishal HaHalo, which is an abridged form of the entire Birchat HaMazon before he benches, they go to the benching in Atar. So he says, that they want to recite to Mishal HaHalo before benching is in violation of the Chachamim HaHalim, that he's supposed to recite benching in their Mitzvah, not in your Mitzvah. You're not supposed to compose your Mitzvah. So you find it the same regarding Shira Mouth. If you're in the middle of the meal, on Shabbos, or Yom Kippur, and you start talking about the month of the Nerf, so you get to speak about the Yishalayim, you start talking about the Beit HaMikdash, and then the verse from Shabbat Man and stuff. If it came up in conversation, it's wonderful. But if it didn't happen to come up in the middle of the conversation, and you have to fulfill it, that comes to Chavim, and you say, you may be Shabbat, I could be Mayor, we are Mayor. Baruch HaTah Hashem, Mayor, Rabbi Yishalayim, one day, and you have to wait, and you say Shira Mouth before, he says, you yetzay the haskarat Yerushalayim, shumay benus ha'abrache. You're being yetzay the chiyot menateret to mention Yerushalayim in the benching, not the benus ha'chafanu on the practices. He says that it's not right. He's opposed to the deciding of Shira Malas on principle all year long. The mother of Shira Malas comes from the Magen Avraham. It comes from the Magen Avraham, I think, what is from the Shalom Kodesh. But all year long, you should either say Al Narek Bavel or say Shira Malas before the benching. In order to have the better in the meal, and in order to have Maskeres in Yerushalayim for the Chud Metamis. So Chaim HaLozner is quoted as saying that he's opposed to the Shira Malas for the same reason that he's opposed to the Tumishalei HaHalom. Right, right. For other reasons. For other reasons. It's opposed to Adam. In the name of the Zulmizayim, they quote that to the Yeshivas, they don't exactly say this overright. The name of the woman's line is quoted in the Maitre Rav that on Shabbos in Yom Kippur it's forbidden to recite Chiyas, so he wouldn't recite all of the Harachman, he would only recite the first three Harachman. And he wouldn't recite Harachman when he was trying to say the Chal Tehsk about Parnassah, you're not supposed to worry about Parnassah on Shabbos in Yom Kippur. Harachman will eat both later in the Altar, right? You're not supposed to crept about, you're not supposed to ask the Gula either, you're not supposed to worry about it on Shabbos. Harachman is talking about Barachman Rubba Babayi Tazdei, it's for money, it's for riches, it's also not, Mishakwan is Eliyahu Anavi. You know that Eliyahu Navi is not going to come on Shabbos, not going to come on Yom Kippur. You're supposed to leave out all of these Harachman on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. You should only say the first three, which are not about Parnassa, not about Chinuch, and then there's only going to use the skit, no Harachman for Shabbos, no Harachman for Yom Kippur, and continue to the end. Unless you're leading by somebody else, and you have to say Harachman that you wrote with Talabani for this, that's the Takonim, that's either a demon or a Takonim, that's part of the mention. Yeshivas in the Zalm of the Chalal, a lot of times they say, Zohar Ben didn't say Harachman. It's not true. He didn't say all of the Harachman on Shabbos. And the weekdays he did say all of the Harachman. On Shabbos he didn't say all of the Harachman. But because Harachman is not really an intrinsic part of the Birchat HaMazon, the Birchat HaMazon is really over at the end of the line, the Yom HaMazon, and they quote at the end of the Zohar Ben that if you're listening to someone reciting Birchat HaMazon, you should say Amen. That's where the end of the Brach is. The Yom HaMazon should say Amen. So therefore, the tour has a dispute with his brother when he drinks a kosher bracha, like on Pesach night. When you say Birchat HaMazon ala yayin, he's supposed to hold a cup of wine the whole time while you bench, and then after the benching, you say Birchat HaMazon, but you're not supposed to be mastic in between the benching and the Birchat HaMazon. So where exactly do you recite the Birchat HaMazon? So the tour thinks that the Mishnah first, if you wait till after all Harachman, and then you say the Birchat HaMazon, at the very end, he doesn't see that Harachman should constitute the Esther. And his brother thinks that Ben Yisrael, his brother thinks that it is a Hefty. He thinks that he should say Baruch HaGavim right after the Aramaya Hefty. But those who always say Harachmas all year long, should follow this too. Those who won't say Harachmas all year long, at Pum San Pesach might have a lot of time, but everybody say Harachmas, but it's probably taking care of not really part of the bench. Baruch all year long, they don't say it. And they should really say the Baruch HaGavim right after the Aramaya Hefty. Unless they're beating by somebody else, then they have to say first the block of Harachmas going to call by there, then they should be called by there. And then say the Baruch HaGavim and recite the Baruch. And then you have got to ask him to the Lashem Yichud before the Baruch HaGavim and before everything. So it's not really right to recite at this point to recite the Lashem Yichud. That's really a hectic. You're not supposed to be mastering between the benching and the Baruch HaGavim. You have to follow one after the other. Mami Avon quotes such an issue regarding the final Baruch as well. The last Baruch HaGavim is to be recited after the Birchat Hashir, after the Baruch that you recite over the Hallel. So again, in this Oscroll, Haggadah, they have the Baruch HaGavim right after the Bracha of Ishtaba, right at the conclusion of the Bracha of Ishtaba.
And the Amorcos, that other in this course have the Baruch HaGavim later, after the Tirutim Aroh, because they're not a Jew, and you were wrong later to make it. First, the many communities that developed the many that you said start to develop, and halfway through all the communities, they won't get thirsty later. And I'll just hold that moment. That's not right. The role of these people are not either of the money and power. They're not committed to the Nazi community that brought out the Shtaba and the Gorkyard government. You said you brought the record right away. At the conclusion, at the final conclusion of the day there, leaving out all of you, what we call the thing is Kata Shuka Kata Shuka. The final section is years ago. Literally, the term literally appears in Kodesh and Tanakh almost always only in connection with Kabbalah. And the being a carpet drop in the ball or in the road. There's another apparatus. You watch that the carpet should be a reader. On Pesach night, even though we haven't brought the carpet Pesach, but we have spoken about the carpet Pesach a lot, the Pesach Shariah and Tengah from the Snaka, the Snaka, the Snaka, and so on. So after speaking about the carpet Pesach, then when you start the year, so the Akkadish Bobby should accept our speaking about the carpet even we have been after the carpet. Akkadish Bobby gives us his plea that this year, you should be able to eat the carpet Pesach much.
Do you ever take the table room?